There comes a moment in most people's lives when the parent-child dynamic flips. Children find themselves feeling protective of their parents. The child in this case is reporter Kelly Wilkinson. As Father's Day approaches, she has this story of her dad on the ice.
For as long as I can remember, my dad, who is now 72, has played ice hockey. When we were little, the only rink time Dad and his team got was late at night. We'd see evidence of his games, his hockey bag at the bottom of the stairs or an occasional black eye. But I never saw him play. So when Dad's over 70 team, the Jerry Hatricks, were invited to play between periods of a Washington Capitals game, I flew home.
If I have a concern, it is that the fans might expect a higher level of play than we will exhibit out there. But I just think it'll be fun.
My dad is actually being a little reserved here, which is his style. But when he picked me up at the airport and I asked how he was feeling, he said something along the lines of, "Well, you just don't want to go out there and embarrass yourself." This was a pretty big admission. After he left for work, I talked to my mom.
I don't know why I'm nervous. I feel like it's some weird parent-kid reversal or something.
Mom isn't nervous.
People will fall down, but that's what happens in hockey games.
She just wants the Jerry Hatricks to get enough recognition out there.
If the crowd doesn't give them enough, there's going to be a group of us that is going to just be probably embarrassing them with our enthusiasm and signs and pom-poms.
It's game night. Dad and the rest of his team are playing between the second and third periods, so he's with us up in the stands for the first part of the game.
So how are you feeling now that it's game day?
The professionals, they just look so much faster and better than we are. So I just hope people don't expect too much, and I hope that I can remain upright.
You just need to get the first punch in.
First punch would be the last. Whoever threw it would fall down on the ice and be unable to get up, I'm pretty sure.
After watching for a while, Dad and the rest of the team head to the locker room to get ready. My mom starts passing out pom-poms and boxes of fake teeth noisemakers. The team's logo is a pair of dentures chomping down on a hockey puck. She's handing them out with instructions to our Jerry Hatricks posse.
I had them practice the false teeth move. And they're just really eager to do that. And they also did very well with the pom-pom review.
Let's hear it for the Jerry Hatricks fans.
Dad and his teammates take to the ice. But then, less than a minute later,
someone's down. Taking a long time to get up.
Someone hit the ice. It turns out it wasn't my dad. It was the oldest guy on the team. He's 86 years old. He's had both hips replaced, prostate surgery, and is holding off on an inevitable knee replacement. He gets up slowly but surely, using a stick for balance. At that moment, I realize the rink is blasting Rod Stewart's version of Forever Young, and all my nerves vanish. Yes, after the precision and speed of the professional players, the Jerry Hatricks shuffle a bit, as Dad promised, but they also glide, they pass. Dad even has a shot on goal.
He just looked up and saw us.
When the final buzzer goes off, Dad takes off his helmet and looks up at us. And across that big, loud, 18,000-person arena, we see each other. I think we're both pretty proud. For NPR News, I'm Kelly Wilkinson.